Day 21. Hi, how are you? Let me tell you an incredible story about Jill Bolte Taylor, author of My Stroke of Insight. Jill is a neural anatomist who teaches medical students about how the brain works. She describes herself as driven, a perfectionist, and hot-tempered. One day, she was suddenly overcome with a violent headache. Being an expert in the workings of the brain, she immediately realized that she was having a massive aneurysm on the left side of her brain. She noticed that as the left side of her brain hemorrhaged, she gradually felt her brain functions slip away one by one. The functions of both brain hemispheres became very clear to her. In her opinion, our two brain hemispheres function almost independently, each with its own characteristics. The left brain functions much like a computer, analysing data as information flows in. It works in a linear fashion, processing the past and the future. It speaks with language and speaks to us in the form of our inner voice. It calculates and thinks methodically and constantly seeks a better future. The right brain is very different. It works like a parallel circuit. It can analyze a lot of information at once. The notion of time doesn't exist in the right brain. It is in touch with the great electromagnetic field of the universe and only seeks to be comfortable in the present moment. It is the creative, artistic brain. Dr. Taylor tells a story of how difficult it was for her to choose to try and survive when her left brain had shut down. She felt so peaceful that she didn't want to come back to her old personality. By some miracle, she survived and has gone on to share this valuable information about the brain. Today, she says that this adventure actually saved her life. She talks to herself constantly and every day to reprogram her left brain to be less demanding and less hungry for perfection. Her quality of life has improved considerably and she is much more at peace. This amazing story teaches us a lot about the way that we can take control of our lives. First of all, be aware of your own left brain that has been programmed by others, your parents, teachers, or society. Put it this way, turn your left brain off when you notice that things aren't going well. Secondly, get in closer touch with your right brain. Meditation is an extraordinary tool that brings us to full consciousness of the present moment. Thirdly, we have the power to reprogram ourselves by repeating realistic thoughts, and that is precisely what I suggest you do by regularly listening to this audio and by rereading Be Slim From Within. This isn't the end, it's the beginning. See you later.